Chapter 3. Targets, Technology, and Tactics. Because it's not about you, it's about them. Jim Morrison had it right. People are strange. Morrison, the late singer for the iconic 1960s band The Doors, wrote a song with that line in the title for the group's 1967 album, Strange Days. Why are people strange? Because they're different. In some cases, very different. The people you'll be attempting to persuade, your targets, possess personality, gender, and generational differences as well as individual preferences. Understanding and tapping into these differences will be pivotal to your successful persuasion efforts. They will impact how you behave, what sort of case you make, the language you use, and the references you choose. Your targets will also have multiple and varying technological tendencies. Not everyone carries a new piece of tech in his pocket, and not everyone uses technology in the same way. Very often, such behavioral differences will be based on generational gaps. Think about it. Have you ever seen a millennial write an actual letter on a paper, or a mature use Skype? Different technological propensities, of course, impact everything from how you communicate with your target to your target's attention span. A boomer orders a book online and is pleasantly surprised when it lands on his doorstep 48 hours later. A millennial orders sneakers from Amazon and wants them to magically and instantly appear from her smartphone. As if those differences weren't enough, all of these factors blend together to affect your target's perception of right and wrong. Sometimes a very fine line exists between what one person considers ethical and another calls manipulation, and depending on your target, those lines of demarcation shift. Yep, it's a brave new world. In order to embrace your future, we must return to the past, 1981 to be exact, and the seminal work conducted by David Merrill and Roger Reed. Personality Differences. In their book Personal Styles and Effective Performance, Radnor, Pennsylvania, Chilton Book Company, Merrill and Reed explain that each person has a